So it's 4 for 454 now. Doesn't matter who bowls, they go for runs. This ball, a pad shot for LBW. Not out. And over. And the bowler looks very disappointed. And didn't look to be a lot wrong with it. And the keeper's in line. He's having a chat to the skipper, who was not in line.
Way out of mid-wicket.
There will be a referral. And it was decided pretty much by Cameron Akmal, the wicketkeeper, who was in line. This might go close, actually.
Oh, I heard a couple of noises in the my headphones. Whether it was bad, I've got no idea. The batsman's got his back to us, so we lose it, as the wicketkeeper does. Mm-hmm. It was a big shout. It was what I was talking about. Horrocks can only get himself out. That was a heave across the line to a pretty straight ball. I just thought Rudy Curtin sort of signalled, oh, look, I think it's going down the leg side. That's why I gave it not out. And then they referred after that. So we'll have a look at this. Hopefully Ahsoka Da Silva's got the plus twos on. And that, if he didn't hit it, that's absolutely plumb. But I've lost the plot. Obviously, I can't watch TV sets because what I see is not the third umpire sees. That isn't missing leg as far as I can see.
He's reversing it and out. So Nathan Horrocks is another Australian who gets to a half century but doesn't get to 100. Horrocks is LBW for 75, his highest test match score. He came in last night as a night watchman and he's battled through an injury, we reckon, to a groin, possibly brought into the match, barely qualified to be fit enough to play the game. And here he is making a 75, and it looks like the decision might have been made on the declaration. And Michael Clark's following him off, and the Pakistanis are leaving the field. And that's 5 for 454.